Well, amen. Again, thank y'all for coming tonight. I want to thank the preacher for allowing me to stand behind his pulpit while he was gone. A lot of other people that are more well qualified than myself, but I want to thank him for allowing me to be here and preach for y'all. Last week, I told y'all what we was going to try to preach, teach on tonight. Anybody remember? How to encourage and support your pastor. Amen. You know, preacher's been gone for, 16, 17, 18 days. He's been over there preaching to 400 and 500 people, seeing souls saved. He's excited. He's ready to get back home to his church, and the devil don't want to do anything to him but discourage him when he gets back. It's our responsibility. It's our job to help encourage and support our pastor. You know, I know he's always normally seems to be happy, upbeat, on top of the world, but we need to remember he's just as human as we are. He's flesh and blood just like we are. Yeah. And if he's flesh and blood, flesh is wicked. It doesn't change no matter who it is, whether it's our pastor, whether it's me, or whether it's you. Flesh is wicked. It's always wicked, going to be wicked. Maybe the only difference there we have between our preacher and me or us is the fact that he may crucify his flesh, and I may not. And I may live in the flesh, and I may say things I shouldn't say to people or do things that I shouldn't do. But one of the things that we need to make sure that we do not do is discourage our pastor. We're all, you know, Romans 3:23 is still in the book, and our pastor is still a sinner saved by grace. Amen, just like you and me. And it's what we choose to do with our flesh. Like I said, he may crucify his flesh, and we may not. We may decide we're going to live in the flesh. We may decide that that's what we want to do. But I'm here to tell you, you live in the flesh, you're going to reap what you sow. Because, again, the flesh is wicked. So with all that being said, our pastor still gets and can get discouraged. It's our job as a congregation to help encourage and support the pastor. So I want to, for a few minutes tonight, look at a few ways that we can and need to encourage our pastor. First thing we need to do is be faithful. Proverbs 26. Turn to Proverbs 26. Y'all should be able to quote that without even turning. But turn to it anyway to make sure that we read it correctly. Proverbs 20, verse 6. The Bible says, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. If you want to know how good I am, number one, don't ask my wife. Amen. Ask me. I tell you, I am a pretty good fellow. I don't do much wrong. I try to go to church, try to do right. I'm a good guy. I'm pretty good. But, you know, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says I'm wicked. Amen. But most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness. And ladies, that includes y'all too. Most men and women. But a faithful man who can find. One of the things that I believe the most, in my opinion, the number one way to discourage your pastor is to be unfaithful. Now, there's several ways that I believe we can be unfaithful. The word faith is in the Bible 243 times. Faithful, 82 times. Faithfully, 8 times. Faithfulness, 19 times. But faithfulness, even though it does, and I'm going to mention that, doesn't always deal with attendance. It can be other things. But the first thing I want to look at is being faithful in attendance. You know, for a Christian, not being faithful to church should not even come up in our vocabulary, that we're not faithful to go to church. You know, all that Jesus did for us was died on and was crucified on the cross. He saved our souls from hell. He died for you. He died for me. And we have a problem getting up and coming to church. Ladies and gentlemen, that should not happen. We should never have that. We need to make sure we're faithful in attendance to church. I know who I'm preaching to tonight. I'm preaching to the choir. Y'all are here on a Wednesday night to hear this old bald-headed fat fella preach. That's all right. But you need to hear it too. You need to encourage others to be faithful if you know that they're not. We need to be faithful. Not only just to come into church, we need to be faithful to Sunday school. Yes, Sunday school. Camp meeting, missions conference, family revival, everything. The preacher has these meetings for the church. He has them for you. And he has them for me. It's not that we just want to put on a meeting and we want to have people come. Yeah, we like to have a camp meeting with the building full. We like to have a lot of people in the camp meeting. But it is for everybody else, but it's for us. Amen. It's for the church. And it's so that we can get blessed as well as be a blessing to everybody else. Yeah. We need to be faithful. I understand that there are times that we get sick. As you can tell, my voice is not as well as it normally is, which is not ever too good. But, you know, one question that I always used to ask myself was, am I going to be well enough, or am I well enough to get up and go to work the next day? And if I can get up and go to work the next day, I need to be in church. We need to be faithful in attendance. The Bible does say in Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some. You know, not forsaking. We need to make sure that we are faithful in our attendance. Yeah. I've been sitting in the preacher's office on Wednesday nights and Sunday mornings, and his phone goes off. And church hadn't started. His phone goes off. And he just shakes his head. I said, "Who's not coming?" That's discouraging to our pastor.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate, you know, I don't know if y'all do that. If you do, thank you. Appreciate y'all letting the pastor know you're not going to be here. That way it keeps him from having to wonder what's going on. But it's discouraging to the pastor when we don't show up to church.
Yeah.
You know, before we got the prayer booklet with everybody's names and all in it, you know how I used to pray for everybody? I know Brother Nick, Miss Emily sit up here in the front. I know the kids are with them. I normally sit there. But Steve and his family, I go pew by pew. I used to go pew by pew to pray. And the preacher knows where you're supposed to be on Sunday morning. On Wednesday night, he knows. And he's looking for you to be in your place.
Yeah.
And if Brother Nick's not there, Sister Emily's not there, that's discouraging. That's the devil trying to discourage our pastor. You know, the hours and hours he puts into studying and praying for you and I to bring us a message that God has given him.
Amen.
And then for us not to show up,
amen,
that's discouraging. I know I'm sounding mean tonight. I'm not meaning to be mean. But I'm going to preach the truth to you.
Amen.
I told you I was going to preach to you about how to encourage our pastor.
Yes.
This discourages our pastor when we don't show up. He prepares a message for us. And probably the one that God gave him the message for, the devil's going to keep him out of church.
That's
It's always been, I felt it, it's rude to drink water. But when my mouth gets so dry, I start sounding like Miles talks all the time. He never opens his mouth. I think his career is going to be a ventriloquist. Well, amen, anyway. Be faithful in your attendance. Because it discourages our pastor more when we're not here. Not only we need to be faithful in our attendance, we need to be faithful in our giving and tithing. Yes. Listen, that's God's money. It's all God's money. I've said it before, you cannot afford not to tithe. Giving should be automatic. The Bible says that we rob God in tithes and offerings, Malachi 3:8, but that if we do what God requires of us, he will open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing on us. It took me a long time to get that down in my soul and my heart. That you can never, you can't outgive God. And preachers preached before that, I think he said, you can, God will give through you more than he will give to you. And we were having family devotion last night. I was talking to Miles about it. It's kind of like somebody that is juggling. You know, the ball seems to always stay in the air. But God gives us here. We're giving it out. It's just a cycle that we're giving and God's giving. God's giving and we're giving. God, you know, and I don't want to sound like I'm saying anything about myself, but we make less money now than we have ever made. Yet we seem to have more money than we ever have. Amen. Because I got it down in my heart and soul that you need to give. Yeah. You cannot outgive God.
Amen.
You need to be obedient to what he asks you to do. You know, we greatly encouraged our pastor this past Sunday. When he found out what was committed to Papua New Guinea, he was greatly encouraged. And I just want to praise the Lord for what y'all did. But I want to warn you, you committed something. Don't be like Ananias and Sapphira.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to give you a warning. Amen. Everybody do know about Ananias and Sapphira. Y'all need me to go over that story? Amen. They may be coming through the door to get us. I don't know. Take us out. Be faithful in your giving and your tithing. Be faithful also giving to missions. Faith promise. Can I ask you what the Faith Promise Mission Conference is about every year? It's about these prayer letters that we read tonight. It's about missionaries on the field. It's about Brother Jimmy over in China. It's about Sister Lisa, Stephen. They were on the field. It's about those people who have gave not only their time and their money, but they gave themselves to go do what God has called them to do. That's what we have a missions conference for. Not just so the preacher can take our hard-earned money and we can't go on vacation. No, that's not what it's about. It's about doing what God wants you to do with your money. Giving it to him. He don't want us to be poor. He don't want us to be downtrodden. He don't want us to be unhappy. The happiest person you'll ever find is somebody that's given themselves totally to God, who has learned that you cannot outgive God. And they're doing all they can to help those missionaries. Be faithful in giving to missions. Faith promise exercises our faith. God uses that to help us grow in our faith. I was on deputation 3 years. Talk about exercising faith. Amen. I personally want to thank the Lord. Churches like us were there when I was on deputation. Because if you look and see what this small group of folks, and we're a small group. There's no getting around it. We're a small group. But we give like a major church. God has blessed us. And if we continue to do what we're supposed to do, being faithful in our attendance and being faithful in our giving, God will continue to bless us. And we'll still see souls saved here and there. God will continue to bless. Be faithful in our attendance. Be faithful in our giving. Giving of our tithes. Giving of our to missions. And also in offerings. I'd say we rob God through our tithes and offerings. I know most of us gave to the PNG churches that want to be built sacrificially. But would you rather be the one that gives off of his abundance, or like the widow that gave her last 2 mites? Where does the joy going to come in? Where's the joy going to come in? But I'm talking about money. But does God really need our money? He's got it all in.
That's right.
What does he want? What does he want? What does he really want? God wants you. And I'm not going to say that God could care less about your money, because he wants you to be faithful in doing what he asks you to do so he can bless you. But God really don't care about your money. He cares about you.
Amen.
He wants you in his service. He wants folks like Nick who surrenders themselves to whatever God has for them. See that? He wants you. Miles, he wants you. How many times have I told you that? He wants you to submit yourself totally to him. He wants you, Jackson. He wants you.
Yeah.
Yes, Cooper, he wants you too. Amen. He wants us to submit our entire selves, everything we have, our being, everything that we are, submit it to him so he can use us. Because
right.
Outside of that, we're not going to be happy.
Yeah.
God wants to be our all. And he wants us to give him our all. Be faithful in your attendance. Be faithful in your giving. And I already said, be faithful in giving of yourselves. Giving has 29 verses with giving in it. Offering has 504 verses. You know, the preacher doesn't look every week to see who tithes, or but he asked, "How was offering? Good or bad?" I tell him what it was. Are you an encouragement or a discouragement? Faithful in attendance, faithful in giving. We need to be faithful in prayer. You can help support and encourage your pastor by faithfully praying for him,
Amen.
His wife, his children, for our church, for God to bless our church, for everyone in our church. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. When we give up praying for our pastor, what we're saying is we've given up on him. We've given up on God. Pray for your pastor. Are you encouraging or discouraging our pastor with your prayers?
Amen.
Be faithful in your prayers. Be faithful in your Bible reading. You know, if I didn't have to get up, I'm going to moan and complain. If I didn't have to get up every morning and send that little text out and wait on some thumbs up, you know, I could sleep a little later. I'm not complaining. I don't mind. I enjoy getting Jackson's late at night. Unless it's too late and he wakes me up. I enjoy hearing that thing go ding. There's another answer. But it's what? It's a daily Bible reading. As you walk with God through your daily Bible reading and prayers, you keep your heart right and warm towards the things of God. Our Bible is, as you've already heard many times, is God's love letter to his children. It's called daily Bible reading for a reason. It's supposed to be daily. Psalm 34:8 says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him." It's a daily Bible reading. How are we going to grow? How are we going to learn about our Heavenly Father and the blessings that he has for us if we don't read his word on a daily basis? You think the devil's going to give you any slack? No. If you're not reading the word daily, he's going to cause you to stumble, cause you to get ill, cause you to say something you may not want to say, and discourage your pastor. Be faithful in prayer and Bible reading. And number two, that was number one. Number two, you can encourage your pastor by living right. When we live right, you encourage your pastor by living a good Christian life. The song says your talk talks, your walk talks, but your walk talks louder than your talk talks. And it took me a while to be able to read that and not get all bumfuddled. 2 Corinthians 3:2, "You are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read of all men." When people see you and your life that you're living, what do they say? What do they think? And then we have a White Oak Independent Baptist Church sticker on the back of our car. As I'm cutting somebody off right down the road. Your life and the way you live and your testimony, it needs to be an encouragement or discouragement to your pastor. He can tell, the pastor can tell if you're listening to the preaching by the way you're living. Because his preaching, he's trying to straighten us out. Amen. He knows how wicked I am, and he preaches to me every time he gets in the pulpit. He said, "Brother Bowen, he needs all the help he can get." And I say, "Praise the Lord, I do." Amen. I do. Living right. Does your life glorify your Lord and Savior? Number three, I don't have but 28 points. I'm not going to keep you long. What? Oh, Lord, it's already time. Let me get on with it. I don't have 28 points. I just lied. Forgive me, Lord. You can encourage your pastor by encouraging him while he's preaching. Say amen. Amen. Try it one time if you don't do it. See if it kills you. It may kill the pastor because he'll have a heart attack when he hears you say it. Say amen.
Amen.
Let's try it one time. Amen.
Amen.
Did that feel good? It sounded good from here. You know, when I mentioned it earlier, but when the pastor's up here or somebody's preaching up here, and we can tell if you had a bad day or not. Amen. We can tell if you're fussing when you're not wife or not. Because Leanne looks over at me every time he says something. You know? She says, "Why does he always look at me?" I said, "I thought he was looking at me." And all y'all say, "I thought he was looking at me." Encourage your pastor by saying amen. He wants to know that you're listening. You're involved. Encourage him. Say amen. And if you don't like it, say, "Oh me." I say, "Oh me" a lot because he's getting on me all the time. You know, one of my fears is that I do something that discourages my pastor. One thing I do not want to do is discourage my pastor. Amen. I'm sad to say, I know there are times he just shakes his head. And said, "I need to pray for Brother Bolton. Lord, forgive me." Nehemiah 5:13. "Also I shook my lap and said, so God shake out every man from his house, from his labor, that performeth not this promise, even thus be he shaken out and emptied. And all the congregation said, amen." Praise the Lord. Encourage your pastor while he's preaching. I'm going to give you these last two and we go. Be loyal to your pastor.
Amen.
Don't ever speak badly concerning your pastor or his family.
Amen.
Don't ever let anyone else speak derogatory about your pastor or the family either. Proverbs 25:11, "A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver." Psalms 105:15, saying, "Touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm." Be loyal to your pastor. God will bless you for it. And it will encourage him greatly. Protect your pastor. Keep any problems or issues away from the pastor until after the service is over. I know some of these fellows may not have a good reputation, but they were heroes of the faith to me. I remember Dr. Howells. I love Dr. Howells. His preachings, I surrendered over a message when he preached a message to preach. But I remember him saying that he would not deal with anybody before he got up preaching that. That if you needed counseling, make an appointment. If you needed to talk bad and complain, make an appointment. He would not deal with anybody before he got up to preach. Because he put the studying in, he's praying, and he's ready to preach, and he's trying to get the Lord's will on how he wants to preach the message, make sure what he wants to say is what God wants him to say. And then somebody comes in and says, "Preacher, you know, so-and-so done hurt my feet." Get over it. He's trying to do what God wants him to do to be a blessing to us. Protect your pastor. He doesn't need any distractions before he preaches. Proverbs 15:13, "A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken." Don't hurt his spirit by unloading your problems on him before you get ready to get to the pulpit.
Amen.
There are many others, and I'm not going to get into them. Teach your children to behave in church. Bring people to church with you. Be a servant. Write encouraging notes to the pastor. Teach your family to love and trust their pastor. Don't interrupt the preaching by walking out. Our pastor is our watchman, our ruler. He's your pastor. Hebrews 13:17, the Bible says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is unprofitable to the pastor. Don't say that, does it? It says, for that is unprofitable to you. To you. Yeah. Encourage your pastor. Yeah. We have a great pastor. I thank the Lord for our preacher. We walked in the first Sunday we got here. We'd been looking for a good independent Baptist church. I didn't really know where Gorland was at the time. But God knew it, and he sent us over here. And we left and said, what time's service tonight? Said, well, we don't have service. What time Wednesday night? We were back Wednesday night, and we've been coming back ever since. I knew that God had us where he wanted us to be, and our pastor was a man of God preaching the book. And until the Lord takes me home or sends me somewhere else, and I don't go anywhere except Alaska that I have a desire to go. I see you shaking your head, Miles. So I don't plan on going anywhere. Encourage our pastor. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Lord, if I came across in an angry way, it wasn't meant that way. Lord, thank you for how you blessed us here. I love the folks here. I pray for them. Our pastor prays for them. Help us to be an encouragement to him. Thank you for his sacrifice, his loyalty to his church, to his people. Pray that you just help us have a rest of the week, a good week. Help our lives and our testimonies be something that would encourage our pastor. Bring us back home to our church. This is our home with our pastor this coming Sunday. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.